Well, Paul, you got off to a great start with the bat as a team, but then got yourselves into a bit of a pickle either side of tea.
Well, obviously we lost quite a few wickets, like you said, around that period before and after tea, but Tahir bowled brilliantly, to be honest. And it wasn't a lot that quite a few of the lads could have done about it, I don't think.
It was a similar scenario to Derbyshire on day one. They lost a few just around about tea as well, didn't they? I think they lost 5 for 28. Today it was Durham, I think it was 5 for 44.
Yeah, I think starting the innings, like you said, around the tea breaks and stuff, that's main part of the game, especially on a wicket like this where it just takes a while to get used to the pace of the pitch and obviously what the ball's doing, and then you kind of figure it out the longer you spend at the crease. So hopefully we can build another partnership in the morning.
You and Barry McCarthy have steered Durham out of dangerous waters. I mean, you're still 94 behind at the close of play, but it's the fourth partnership in a row that Barry's been involved in the last four matches that have got to 50-plus. So he's adding something to the tale, isn't he?
Yeah, Barry, well, like you're saying, four times in the last four games, Barry's been involved in runs down the order and he's done a fabulous job down there. And that just shows the strength that we've got in our batting lineup to goes all the way down to Barry at number 10, who, and even Rushi, who's done a great job as well the last few weeks for us.
And what was your philosophy when you went out there tonight? Because I think by the time Tahir completed his 5-4, Durham was still something like 161 behind, and it was bedlam out there for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Like you said, we did lose quite a few wickets in clusters, but I just tried to stay calm and play it as I seen it, really. And thankfully, that's worked so far.
Yeah, try and pick the bad balls against the spinners.
Yeah, well, that's it. You try and pick off the bad ball and just tick along in between. And I think me and Barry really try to run hard and put them under pressure that way rather than actually try to take them down hitting boundaries. So we put pressure on them by running hard in between the wickets.
Now, the news regarding you this week is that you're going to actually be the captain of the T20 side at the age of 24. You haven't really played in that much T20 cricket yet either, have you?
No, not at first team level, but I've captained and stuff in the second team for quite a while in 2020s, and obviously, as I've said previously, when you've got guys like Collie and like Keats that have done it and that are around the club and are always there to kind of push you in the right direction if you ever need that little bit of help.
And you did captain the side in a first class match last year against Sri Lanka A. I think your brother played in that one with you as well, didn't he?
Yeah, captain Sri Lanka A. That was the first time I obviously did a first class match, and it was great to have Josh playing in that match as well.
And what's it going to be like being T20 captain with all that authority on your young shoulders? You're still only 24.
Yeah, there is a lot on my shoulders, but I think I quite like the pressure situation, and hopefully it can go pretty well for me and the team.
And this is going to be a year of, I suppose, finding your way again, isn't it? It's a year of transition from a Durham point of view. You know, Keaton Jennings is away with England. Ben Stokes, Mark Wood aren't available either. Tom Latham's injured. So it's going to be a fairly youngish team that you're going to be leading.
Yeah, we've got, even with them guys in, it's still a really young squad compared to others around the country, but I think the talent's there and we can definitely do some good things for the rest of the year.
And if Keaton hadn't been away with England, would he have continued as T20 captain, or had they already had discussions with you for taking it over?
I'm not really sure, but the conversation they've had, and they came to me and just said, did I want to do it? Obviously, knowing Keaton's going to be away, that might well have been the case and he might have carried on. I'm not too sure.
Be a proud moment though when you lead the team out on Friday.
Yeah, obviously very proud when you get the chance to be captain of obviously a first class county.